some little image like that on earth. When God says, thou shalt have no graven image before thee, not of male nor female, not of the heavenly bodies, the stars, the sun, the moon, or any living creature, or the creeping things. And yet man all over this world has made a god out of the rising sun. And men have worshipped the moon and the planets Jupiter and Mercury and all of these things. When Paul and Barnabas, you know, came through and performed this great miracle, they says, these are gods that have come down in the form of men in the name Paul, Mercury, and Barnabas, Juniper. And so, but Paul says, we're not gods as you suppose, but what we've done here, we've done through the power of him, the living God. Who are you going to liken him like, my friend? You know, I love a building. I recently preached a sermon in Birmingham, Alabama. Two churches had been apart for a long time. They finally got back in fellowship with each other, and then finally they had to move out of the communities they were in because of the environment. They consolidated and built a beautiful building, and I was fortunate to be in the dedication of it. I thank God for that. And I tried to talk about the worship of God, and I tried to speak of my appreciation for a nice building for us to worship God in. And I think not only of the new buildings and how that some have formed of later years and the blessing we've had in that, but I think about these old buildings, like coming here. It just swells me up on the inside to come here to a historical. I thought of so many people tonight, the friends of mine. I said, I wish they were here. They could just walk up on these grounds here and see this old landmark here. Oh, it swells me up on the inside. But let me tell you something, brethren. Our God is not confined to this stone wall around this building here, nor these stones that compile, even however sacred we may hold this old building here in this premise. I tell you one thing, if we deny the living God and cease to worship him in spirit and in power, I'll tell you this will be nothing but a marker of a cemetery over a dead church, my friend. I've gone where beautiful old buildings have stood, where no doubt saints went there and trod in the past. All they are is markers of a cemetery, my friend. There's no life there. It's got to be more than that. Our God's a living God. He's not a God that would have us to worship the shrines or create as though this would be his church because it's an old building. No, our God's older than all buildings. He inhabits eternity, my friend. We worship not the mud and the mortar, the stones of men, but we worship him who made us living stones, who is the rock of ages, clap for me. We speak of him, my friend, the eternal God that made all worlds. So let us think of to whom, he says, will you liken our God? In what likeness will you compare him? So when we think about him, there is nothing we can create. The graven images. And brethren, keep yourselves from idols. Do not have an idol. Whether it be living or dead. Whether it be tangible, intangible. Whether it be animate, inanimate. Have no gods before you. Worship only one true and living God. And he's well satisfying to the soul. Then everything else falls into insignificance when we see him in his omnipotence. Brother, if we had to, if we didn't have it, he'd get after me if I said that. Brother Paul Troutner, I think about when they began to see the truth over there out from Berea, Kentucky. And he was preaching to the church there, and the more light he saw, the more he preached. And the same thing was happening in Cincinnati and other places like that. And so one day, after he'd preached a strong sermon on the sovereignty of this God and preached him in great power, you know how they appreciated it? They padlocked the meeting house where he couldn't get back in and talk about this God. They want to hear about a little God. They want to hear about a helpless God. They want to hear about a God that tried to do something and didn't do it. But this man preached about a sovereign God. They padlocked him out of the meeting. He said, we had the best meeting we ever had under the shade of a tree right outside. He said, we got out there under the shade of a tree. He says, I had a stump for a pulpit. And he says, I stood there, tears flowing from my eyes, and preached the sovereignty of the Almighty God. Went from there to a union hall up there. And I got in about that time preaching to him, Warga Vista. Preached one night, arrive my love and come away, for lo, the winter's past. The rain is over and gone. And I began to preach about it. We'd come to the springtime of the chorus gospel church here in the world. Arise my love, the winter's past, the law is past and gone. Now in the springtime, our love to worship Christ. I began to preach that night and talk about the winter time of the law and all about the judicial things and legalism and formalism and the coldness and the deadness of so-called religion, and how that here it is that we worship a living God, and that it's the springtime, the voice of the birds, the flowers bloom upon the earth. Here it is, the evidence that our God is with us in a mighty and a spiritual way. A man walked up and four other men with him and says, brethren, I want to take off the winter garments. Said, I can't stand that under this kind of heat, because I began to preach about the power of the Son of God rising with healing in his wings. Preached the sunshine of his grace. And he said, I want these winter clothes off. And he was a Baptist minister of another faith. His deacon says, I want to go with him. And those men that night, they says, brethren, and they were honorable men. They knew of them. There was no doubt about their character. And those men received him. One of those men today is still preaching for our folks. Oh, my soul, let me tell you something, brethren. When you preach a living God, when you preach a powerful God, when you preach about a God that is sovereign, you tell about his omnipotence, you show that man is nothing before him, and that there's no way to equal him, then you can find out that this God can be with you. In any place where two or three are gathered together in his name. I thank God for the meeting houses, brethren. I do, but they're not the church. I visited a man just about a week ago in the hospital. I think the man will come back to the church. But you know, the old meeting house where we were worshiping there, the thing was an old frame building. It stood there about 100 years. And it was rickety-racket. The termites had done their thing on it. And we were having about 500 in attendance. And the brethren said, I believe the floors are going to fall out from under if we don't do something about it. And so they said, well, let's build it. They said, we can't afford to build a building to take care of a crowd like this. And I said, if God's in it, we can. If God's in it, we can. And it says, one brother said, well, I didn't think he really believed, but he just used this. He said, we'd get $10,000 in a building fund, I'd be willing to start out here somewhere. Had plenty of ground and start building the building over here. I don't know where it come from yet, my friend, but the next meeting we met, somebody said, we got $10,000 in the treasure. I don't know where it come from yet, but we had it in the building fund. And we started, and we spent over $60,000. When we completed that building, we owed $2,000. It was completed, and that was paid off shortly thereafter. But God was in it. But what I'm trying to make you hear, brethren, even a nice building, or the building that God would bless us with to have in this world to worship him, is nothing compared to the God we're preaching. I was in another place where I was holding some meetings up in a city in North Carolina. We preached one night in the fire station, the next night in the main school auditorium, and then we went on to another place where an old Primitive Baptist church had been years ago, and the community came together and built a building, and in their deeds it said that the Primitive Baptists could meet there 2 Sundays a month, and so the brethren said, let's go over there, and I went over there to preach for them, and we began to have great crowds. I was making frequent visits up there, and the next thing I knew, the brethren were talking about constituting it, and then a lawyer met me on the grounds, and said, you're not going to constitute a church out of this building here, like I was some kind of enemy that come in there to take away a little mud and mortar, you know. And I says the people in this community put money in this building. I said, well, did they told me it says that we can meet here, that these grounds once belonged to our people? He says, I don't care. He said, we're going to have a court. I said, no, sir, you're not going to have a court scrape over it. I said, you just come in the house and let me preach. And I went in, brother, and if the Lord was ever with me on that occasion to preach the God that I'm telling you about tonight, I preached him before that congregation that night. And I, right in the height of my preaching, I says, brethren, the God of heaven, I believe, has given you the spirit of a church. church. I said, surely the God that can give you a church can give you a building. And before I got through with that sermon, a man rose up and said, at the end of my sermon, he said, sir, I've got the land on the highway. I freely give the land. Another man said, I'll buy the brick for the building. And before we could constitute, a beautiful building was erected, my friend, before we could start baptizing. I'm talking about a God. Now, I'm not talking about something that man's doing in the world. I'm talking about a living God. We dammed up a little stream right down there. I look at it now. I don't see how it looked like to me. It was a half a mile wide, but it couldn't have been. It was just a little stream dammed up, but it made a wide stream. And there we baptized about 15 to begin with. Today, one of the pastors of that church was in that group. He was in that group when he was received into the kingdom. And so the Lord is blessed. I'm trying to tell you, brethren, I speak to you of a sovereign God. I speak to my God. It was like John Leland. He went into a certain area and he was going to start preaching in that area. And he began to dig a place to baptize. And somebody passed by him. And they said, sir, what are you doing? He says, I'm building a baptistry, a place to baptize. They says, there's no Baptist in these parts. He said, there's going to be. Now, brother, that's the faith we need. That's the faith that built this old beaten house right here. You see, we got to get a new look at God. We got to see Him. We got to see Him, my friend. I know we're in a dark and a cloudy day. I know, my friend, we're living in a day when it seemed almost impossible. But we're not in a much darker day than Paul was in when he was at Corinth, Greece. He was over there preaching, and here was all the Olympics. Here was all the arenas. Just like we got our Coliseum today. They was all going to the races, and they was all going to the fun and the frolics of the world. And Paul had preached and found a few believers, but then he heard the rumors they were after him. He was feared for his own life. But the angel of the Lord stood by him in the night. Says, fear not, Paul. No man shall set upon thee to hurt thee, for I have much people in this city. Now, where was the evidence? Brother, when you look around and see all the things, and I see people today filling up the Colosseums, and everybody going to the ball games, and everybody going to the river in their boats and everything going, I said, Lord, it's all gone to pot. I said, well, what's the use of preaching? Why should I waste my life preaching? But the Lord says there's much people in the city. I tell you what, I believe if each of us here tonight, just this group here tonight, rededicate ourselves with a faith toward the omnipotent God, even though we in the dark, perilous times of history, and look up and behold our God and get a new look at Him. Brother, I tell you one thing, He can shake the bushes around here. You'd be surprised. There's much people in the city. Don't give up faith. Who knows? Who knows, my friend? Right around you here, God can wake one family up. And out of that family could come 100 believers that would last hundreds of years. Behold your God. He's omnipotent, brother. He's sovereign. Don't look at yourself. Because if you look at yourself, you're going to like me. Lord, help us, you see. But not unto us, not unto us, but unto thy God. We give glory. I feel like preaching now. It's time to quit. God bless you, and I thank you.